What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hello, St. Louis and surrounding areas. You are not listening to the Dollars and Cents Show. Just a familiar voice, though, associated with that show. Yes, it's I, Dave Simon, certified financial planner and host of the Dollars and Cents Show for 26 years. But that's on Sunday afternoons. So occasionally they let me out of my office for good behavior, and I get to spread the wings a little bit and come to you occasionally during a weeknight and fill in for At Your Service. So this is fun, folks. I really love doing this sort of thing and always appreciate the invite, and I've got you for the next couple of hours. So again, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Dave Simons. I'm a certified financial planner by day, heading up a wealth management team within UBS Financial Services. I've been doing that for several decades, hosting the Dollars and Cents Show for about 26 years, but also have a background in radio and television in my former life. So I actually have a broadcast degree from the esteemed Broadcast Journalism School at the University of Missouri in Columbia, and did that for about 9 or 10 years. Was actually a TV reporter and sports anchor the last few years at good old Channel 4 KMOV here in town. In fact, got to know, I started well after him, but TVG, Tim Van Gelder, who was at Channel 4 years before me, and always hate to say grew up watching. I was a teenager, but still. And got to know him and played golf with him, and was sad to hear of his passing here recently. So great memories from back in the day. But that is the former life. Back when I had plenty of hair, no wrinkles, Did not have to stretch or warm up before I went out for a run. Now it seems like my stretching and warm up take as long as the run itself as I approach the big 6-0 in age this summer. I cannot believe when I say that it doesn't make any sense. How many of you have that same feeling as you get older? You look in the mirror and maybe parts of what you see tell you, yeah, your birth certificate is it's truthful. But your feeling of it doesn't seem to match, because I think as we were younger, we had a certain vision of what we were supposed to feel like or look like when we were of a particular age, because that's how we saw our grandparents and even our parents. I think we saw them as older maybe than they really were, because we were so young and we were hanging around with young people. That was our normal. So once we get to that age of our parents and our grandparents, we're like, wait a minute. This isn't how my grandparents were. Well, maybe they were. But you know what? We do live a little bit longer, and I think we do, for the most part, take better care of ourselves. So we shall see. Anyway, folks, thanks so much for taking time out, listening into KMOX tonight. And we're going to have some fun tonight and take away some of the heavy load that's been on us as Americans. Do you feel it? This is really a time in our history where you can see the different types of personalities. Some people take everything that's been happening around us and are really able to navigate through that very, very well. And hey, life goes on. We will soldier on. Everything's going to turn out to be fine. So, you know, that's a group that tends to be more optimistic. And even when things smack them right in the face, they get right back up and say, hey, that's life. We'll move on. Others don't do as well. And things really get them down. Look, one person's not better than the other. We're just all wired differently, whether it's genetics or our own upbringing brought together. But I think to some degree, we've all felt some heavy shoulders the last couple of years. This pandemic thing, man, it's coming up on 2 years. Really started in late February. That's when it got serious. We got the first cases here in the U.S. The first death occurred in the U.S. in March. Things started to lock down. And who would have thought at the time that we'd be sitting here in January and still talking about it? And in a way where we've got a new variant, thankfully, it's not as deadly by all the data that we have, but it spreads a lot easier, and hospital cases, of course, are way up, although we've seen the numbers start to come down. But we've been dealing with this for a long time, and our political situation, starting with the election of, what, a little bit more than a year ago in November of 20, and then January 6th of a year ago, and all the fallout. And I go online, and I met with, you know, straw polls of 2024, and DeSantis would, you know, Biden would beat DeSantis head on, and Biden would beat Trump. And I'm just like, I don't care right now. Stop. I want to check out just for a second, please. And then in my business, of course, it's all about what's happening with the stock market. So volatile. Do you realize this is amazing? The NASDAQ composite, that's one of the three major stock market benchmark that investors look at. You have the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Everyone seems to focus on the Dow. What did the Dow do today? You've got the S&P 500, which is actually a better barometer of the stock market, even though the Dow is more widely quoted. And then you have the NASDAQ, which is a little bit more aggressive. It's more high growth. Some of your newer tech stocks are in there, even some older stocks, tech stocks. But it's a little bit more pedal to the metal type of an index. The NASDAQ is off to its worst start ever. Think about that for a second. Now, the Dow has been around since 1896. The NASDAQ has only been around since 1971. I say only, but that's, you know, that's still a half century. And this is the worst start in history. So through the crashes that we've had, the horrible bear markets that we've had, the great bull markets, all these cycles, and we are off to the worst start in NASDAQ's 51-year history. That's how volatile it's been. So there's some heaviness there. We are all feeling the effects of inflation. which then unfortunately gets political, but that's a whole issue that's weighing on everybody. And now all of a sudden, hey, let's get geopolitical, right? Russia, are they going to invade Ukraine? And if they do, what are we going to do about it? Well, NATO's going to start sending thousands of troops, which of course includes the U.S. And is that something we're really going to physically go to war over? My own personal opinion is no, but it will raise the stakes. So, I mean, you talk about the perfect storm of domestic and global events all packed in to really a little bit less than 2 years. Do you see the heaviness? Do you now know why counseling offices are jammed and we've got a little bit of a mental health crisis going on? We do know that drug use is up, alcohol abuse is up. I tend to be more of the optimist. I don't know if that's the way I'm wired or raised or both. I have no idea. I happen to believe, because I'm a student of history and really deep American history, we've been through the ringer before and we've come out the other side. I do fear that we've got some longer lasting damage politically, as there have been questions about the democratic process that I think are really dangerous. I'm not going to get in there. Again, like I said, I don't want to get too heavy. We all have our own personal opinions about this. I do want to lighten our load. I really hope you want to go along on the ride with me for the next couple of hours. I've got some stuff that we do need to talk about that is current events. And I will talk about market stuff, inflation stuff. I've got a fun little thing about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies and how some of these athletes and celebrities are really just getting hammered for not understanding what they're getting into. We've got some anecdotal stories about that. In the second hour, I'm really going to get personal myself. And there's a lesson that I want to really discuss related to that personal story, how you have to be very careful how you put people on a pedestal, how you idolize people here on earth, because there are times where your idols turn out not to be the person that you had hoped. Well, I've got a doozy of a story that is, I think, one for the ages. When people hear the story, like, Dave, you've got to write a book on some of the stuff that you've gone through. And that story right there is awesome. But there's a lesson embedded in that story. And I'm going to get to that in the second hour. But just want to sort of set it up and say we are going to have fun. We're going to take away from a little of the heaviness. I really want to stay away from politics, stay away from a lot of the pandemic stuff. You'll wake up tomorrow morning and you'll be met with all of that again. Russia, Ukraine, you'll be hit with that. But maybe what we should do is back away from that a little bit. I want to tell you sort of what I've done over the past year. And I'm telling you, man, my mental health improved dramatically. And I'm in a really good place because I've just tuned the stuff out while still staying in tune with current events. There is a way to do it. So thank you again for joining us. My name is Dave Simons, filling in at your service tonight. Hope you're having a good evening, and we'll continue the ride when we come back.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
They play better bumper music in the evenings than I get on my dollars and cents. I'll have to talk to some folks. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Dave Simons. Good evening. Filling in tonight on At Your Service. Yes, the guy who occasionally hosts the Dollars and Cents show on Sundays. I don't do that every weekend anymore. I haven't done it on a regular basis for the last 10 years or so. But I am coming up again on Sunday, February 13th. So the next Dollars and Cents show will be 2 weeks from this Sunday. But until then, I have the mic until 10 o'clock tonight. So I am a political news junkie. And as I mentioned before, that sort of goes way back in my background. Really, even when I was young, I loved it. My dad was a history professor, American history professor, very much into politics. And so I was sort of raised in that environment, was very active in searching that out even when I was younger. And that continued. And one of the things that really led me to get into the news business and the media. And my wife is the same way, because that's where we met. We met at a television station in Wichita, Kansas in the mid-80s. And by the way, just for the record, she fell in love with me first. I just want to go on record about that. I was a little too cool for school and playing hard to get. It works, you know. So when we get into times like the elections, that is like our Super Bowl. But it's gotten to be too much. That's the world in which we live now. And it's 24/7 and it's not discussed in news format anymore. It's yelling. It's accusing the other side, the other party, of the most dastardly evil things. And we've sort of lost the control over this. We really have. Social media has really not helped. In fact, obviously, it's one of the reasons why it has become so toxic out there. And I don't know that some people realize it. It's the old analogy of having that frog in the boiling water and slowly turning it up, and the frog doesn't know it until it's dead. It's sort of that way now. People don't understand what's happened to them. All they know, and they probably don't even know this, that they're just angrier and they won't listen to the other side. When somebody else is talking, people really aren't listening. They're formulating their own thoughts in their brains of what to say next, instead of really hearing the other person and saying, all right, I hear what you're saying. I know you come at it differently. I still don't really agree with you, but I respect you enough to know that maybe you've got a different perspective. Now, hear me out, please. It's like we've lost that ability. That I do worry about. How do we get that back? I'm not sure. But until we do, I just made the decision a year ago that I am no longer watching any cable news shows at night. Not doing it. And the final straw for me was really the aftermath of January 6th. You would think two different things happened on that day, depending on what station you were watching. You either thought that the people doing that should be tried for treason, which, by the way, is punishable by death, and that anyone who supports that cause is somewhat related to Hitler. So you have that viewpoint. The other viewpoint is, they're just patriots, you know, expressing their First Amendment rights. And by the way, you know, you had Antifa in the crowd. They, you know, they were behind it. And, you know, the FBI informants and all that. And I'm looking at this going, is this where we are now? That we can't just be told what really happened. We can see it with our own eyes, what happened. We do our own research and we know what happened. No, we already, too many of us already have made up our mind, and then we gravitate toward that side of the news, which isn't really news at all. It's not informative, but we gravitate toward that side, which is confirms our already deeply held beliefs. So I had it. I told my wife, no more. We're done. No CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. I say all of those because I really did watch all of them, even though I am on one side politically. And you don't care what I am. Everybody has an opinion. You don't need another bozo on the radio expressing his politically. But like everybody else, I am a certain side of political party. However, I've always had an open mind and I will listen to the other side. I have no problem at all. I am not threatened at all by the other opinion. I will listen to it. And I want you to do the same and listen to me. But after seeing all that and realizing there's no truth anymore, I know that 2 + 2 = 3. Or I was about to make a point about 3. 2 + 2 = 4. But if I watch one station and they say, don't you believe it, buddy? You know, I got a guy over here. You should read his internet page. He has been around. He knows that 2 + 2 = 3. What? Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're not telling you. They're not telling you about it. But get online. Look at this. You trust me. No one wants to let you know. Oh, okay. Then you go to the other side. Hey, this guy over here says 2 + 2 = 3. We know it's 4. No, it's 5. What? Yeah. The last guys who said 2 + 2 = 3. Yeah, we had like a war over this. So let's not go there again. It's fine. I'm out. I'm done. I think what I wanted, but that's not to say that I don't stay informed. Of course, there are other ways to do it. I won't bore you the details of what I do, but you can still stay informed. I require it for what I do for a living. So folks, try it. If you've already checked out, congratulations, your mental health has already improved because of that. If you still find yourself too wrapped up in it, and you feel like, well, you have to stay informed. Let me help you with that. You're not getting informed. You're just not. You're getting an opinion, a very strong one at that, and one that is yelling at you about it, and one that will make you feel un-American if you even dare to engage the other side. We don't even friendly debate anymore. We have to hate the other side. And the rhetoric has been turned up, and the heat has been turned up in our culture so high that it can be painful to touch. So one thing that I did is I decided, this was starting a couple of years ago as the pandemic was started, I am going to take up a hobby. I am going to teach myself in my late 50s how to play guitar. Now, keep in mind that in the mid-2000s, it was a little bit of a midlife crisis. I'm such a music buff. I go to concerts all the time, big classic rock guy. I wish I had played guitar or some instrument, learned how to sing. I can carry a tune, but I have no range. but learn how to sing a little bit better and just sit down with a guitar or on a piano and be able to play songs and sing and just entertain and wow the crowd. That's always been a fantasy of mine. So in the mid 2000s, I took guitar lessons. So I was there with the 8-year-old kids, right? And learning just the basics like the first time a kid would. Okay, here's the E string and hit the open E. Ding. Oh, that's really cool. Now just put your finger on the first fret with your index finger. That's an F. Ding. Oh, wow, that's really cool. And I would take lessons from one guy every week and started to get calluses on the fingers. However, I did have a day job, and that day job got a little tricky. Starting in late 2007 through 2008, you might have heard of it before, called the Great Recession. I was now back to working like I was a rookie in the business again, 24/7, 7 days a week, trying to navigate our business and clients through that mess. And I just couldn't play guitar anymore. So I called up the teacher one time. I said, look, I'm not doing myself any favors. I'm not doing you any favors. I'm wasting your time, my time. When we get on the other side of this, and we will, there's the optimist in me, I want to take lessons again, but I just can't do it right now. He totally understood. So I went back to him probably late 2009 when we were well past the bottom. Well, he had left. He went back into the business world. He wasn't making a living anymore teaching guitar lessons. So I said, well, I really like Eric. I don't want anybody else. I never picked the guitar back up again. It just sat in dust. And I wasn't really good. I only started playing a year. I learned some chords. Well, I picked it back up again at the beginning of the pandemic. And my friends, I absolutely love it. No lessons. We now have YouTube for that. I still think people should take lessons, but I just don't have time for that. So the first song I taught myself, of course, had to be an REO song, Take It on the Run. I loved it. Now I've got like 15 songs, classic rock songs that I can play. And do something like that, my friends. If you've wanted to get more involved in something that you've always loved, but just for whatever reason in life you never did, my dad in his 80s has taken up painting. He always wanted to do that. He dabbled in it when I was a kid in the 70s. He's now writing poetry. And I look at him and go, why wouldn't I start playing guitar again in my 50s then? Life is short. I know it's a cliche, but I just am not going to be burdened by all the stuff that's going on. I will stay informed. I will fight for what I think is right, absolutely. But I'm not going to be yelled at. I'm not going to be made to feel like I'm some un-American person. And people even on my side who have gone way off the deep end, the far, far side of that, I'm not going to be kowtowed by them either and be called a sellout. I would strongly encourage, step away. Trust me, if you get too involved. All right. Enough of that heaviness. When we come back, I want to turn attention over to this whole concept of Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, give you my opinion on it, and use personal stories of people who have absolutely been crushed by this thing. I don't know if they should have known better, but maybe people who follow these celebrities should know better. And there are some folks now who have really absolutely been kneecapped because of what has happened with these cryptos dropping anywhere from 50 to 80%. So stay with us. You're listening to At Your Service. My name is Dave Simons, and we shall return. Roger Waters and Pink Floyd there. For music money. Welcome back. Dave Simons along with you and at your service right here on KMOX. It is 8:37 in St. Louis. So because of what I do for a living, my day job as a certified financial planner in wealth management, I invariably will be asked, Dave, what do you think of Bitcoin? You know, are the cryptocurrencies here to stay? Is that something I can make money off of? And I've said this, I have not changed from day one. I'm agnostic. I'm not trying to be coy or avoid the question or take the easy way out. I'm serious. Neutral is a decision just like yes or no. It really is. There's so much data on both sides that it's unknowable at this point. The technology behind it is real, and it will grow, and it will and is changing the way the world works, and that's blockchain technology. Cryptos could disappear tomorrow, and blockchain technology is going to be a real force, economically speaking, around the world. But the cryptos themselves, anything would surprise me, or nothing, I should say, would surprise me. Bitcoin could go to $100,000 per Bitcoin in 6 months, and I'd shrug my shoulders and say, yeah, I'm okay, nope, whatever. It could go back to 5,000. It's like, what, 36,000 right now? It's been as high as close to 64, 65,000. So it's back in the mid-30s right now. It's so volatile. What I do tell people, though, is, please don't fall for the hype that somehow it's going to take the place of the U.S. dollar. It is not. Don't fall for the fact that it's going to take the place of gold. It's not. It's its own separate asset class. It is. I used to say it was non-correlated, but not so much anymore. It is fairly correlated to the high growth area of the stock market. You look at the chart of the NASDAQ, and Bitcoin and cryptos can really follow that line, but even more dramatic. I mean, the NASDAQ hasn't fallen more than 50%. You have some of these cryptos like Dogecoin, which really started out as a joke until people decided, hey, this is the real thing, just because Elon Musk said it was the real thing on Saturday Night Live back in May. But Dogecoin has fallen more than 80% from its high. By the way, after Elon Musk on SNL made some kind of cryptic reference to Dogecoin, and all of his adherents said, yes, Musk loves Dogecoin, let's go buy it. And they did for about a day. And anyone who bought it back then is down 80%. We'll put that aside for a second, following celebrity endorsements like that. Let me turn to somebody else, though, that's been in the news here. This is an amazing story, really, and it should be a lesson for everybody. Odell Beckham Jr., people who follow sports and in the football in particular know OBJ, as he's called. He's one of the premier NFL wide receivers. He now plays for the Rams. Hate to even say that. By the way, go 49ers this weekend. Not so much that I love the 49ers, just can't stand the Rams, but I digress. So Odell Beckham Jr. started out with the Giants 2014, immediately turned into a real all-pro wide receiver. But he tends to kind of wear out his welcome, and he eventually left the Giants, went to the Cleveland Browns a couple of years ago, was actually cut halfway through the season. This past season. I mean, the Browns were in the playoff hunt and they cut an all-pro star receiver. That's how OBJ, that's the kind of stuff that can happen with him. And so the Rams, I do give them credit. They went out and picked this guy up and said, hey, we'll deal with the personality. And we just try to get to the Super Bowl here. So here's what OBJ said. Okay. He signs a contract 1 year with the Rams to finish out the year for $4.25 million. Not bad, right? But only $750,000 of it's guaranteed. Just in case he went a little off the range and the Rams had to cut him, they would only owe him $750,000. OBJ said, I'll take that. However, not in dollars. I don't like U.S. dollars. We got inflation. Hey, I can't argue with that. I want to be paid in Bitcoin. Okay. All right. The Rams obliged. Now, we don't know if he took the entire $750,000 that day and it was all in Bitcoin. We don't know. I'm just going by what reports are that he took the $750,000 in Bitcoin. But assuming that it was the day that the contract was announced, Bitcoin was trading at $64,300. $64,293 to be exact. Today, it is down about 47% from there, down to the mid-30s. So his $750,000 has been almost cut in half. Oh, but it gets better, or worse, if you're Odell Beckham Jr. Because this contract is in California, being the LA Rams, and OBJ is in the highest tax bracket, a little more than 50% of that $750 went to taxes. Taxes that aren't based on what Bitcoin is today, no, based on the $750 that he took back in November. So when you take out taxes, about 51% total, federal, state, local, all that in the LA area, and you look at the value of Bitcoin today, Odell Beckham Jr.'s guaranteed $750,000 to play out the year is today worth $25,000. Lesson to be learned for everyone. Now, I'm assuming, well, I can't assume anything with these athletes. We know of these horrible stories of going bankrupt because they didn't manage their money correctly, and we've just seen an example. Let's hope that he has agents and people around him that have served him a little better with his money, that losing out on $750 is not going to send him to the poorhouse. The problem is too many others who use all their college money, and these are true stories, we know about them, to plug it and push it all into Bitcoin and Ethereum and all these other cryptos, folks who have mortgaged the house, taken money out of IRAs and put it all in there because they think that's a get-rich-quick scheme, and it is a scheme, and now they've been hammered. I just think about the people who watch SNL and decided, I just love Tesla, I love Elon Musk, man, he's all the rage, and decided to mortgage up and put everything into this Dogecoin, and now they're down 80%, if indeed they followed it all the way down. That thing's not coming back, in my opinion. So I don't know. I don't have a recommendation for people. I just don't. I personally think digital currencies are going to stay around, and I think they'll get bigger. But folks, the one thing that I've told people, and I'll wrap this part of the conversation up, don't think the government's not sitting idly by and just letting this happen. I know that there is this romantic feel about crypto saying, well, it's really not within the auspices of the government, and that's what makes it so attractive. It's sort of off the grid, right? And the government can't get to it. Don't be naive. Don't do it. The government is never going to allow the dollar to ever be taken over by this side bartering business using crypto. It's not going to happen. In fact, the U.S. government has already publicly thrown out a trial balloon by talking about establishing its own digital currency someday, maybe in connection with Bitcoin and all that. So if you do invest in it, I'm not going to stop you, but do it responsibly. And look at this as not you're buying some blue chip stock that you know for a fact is going to be around and you have some nice dividends along the way. Look at this as the risk portion of your portfolio. And if it went to zero, it would not materially impact your long-term plans. We shall return. We've got a few more minutes left in this hour of At Your Service. And then don't go anywhere in the second hour. We've got some really fun, lighthearted stuff, but with a little side message embedded into it. It is 8:46 in St. Louis. We'll be right back.
Driven.
Well, I'll go ahead and answer the question embedded in this song. The name is Dave Simons. Who are you? That's me. Certified financial planner and just all-round nice guy. Day job as a CFP for UBS, but occasionally they do let me out to play now and then. And so I always relish the opportunity to speak to all of you during the occasional weeknight because I don't have to only talk about financial investment and economic issues. So we get to have a little bit more fun. I'm on I fire up the internet this morning as I start my day and I see this headline. Or maybe it was later in the day. I don't remember exactly when. And it says breaking news. Of course, we have to remember everything to the media these days is breaking news. Like, haven't you had breaking news on the same story up there for 3 days in a row? But it says breaking news. And this is I think our brains sometimes tend to get out ahead of something that we're.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Roger Waters and Pink Floyd there. All for music money. Welcome back. Dave Simons along with you and at your service right here on KMOX. It is 8:37 in St. Louis. So because of what I do for a living, my day job as a certified financial planner in wealth management, I invariably will be asked, Dave, what do you think of Bitcoin? You know, are the cryptocurrencies here to stay? Is that something I can make money off of? And I've said this, I have not changed from day one. I'm agnostic. I'm not trying to be coy or avoid the question or take the easy way out. I'm serious. Neutral is a decision just like yes or no. It really is. There's so much data on both sides that it's unknowable at this point. The technology behind it is real, and it will grow, and it will and is changing the way the world works, and that's blockchain technology. Cryptos could disappear tomorrow, and blockchain technology is going to be a real force, economically speaking, around the world. But the cryptos themselves, anything would surprise me, or nothing, I should say, would surprise me. Bitcoin could go to $100,000 per Bitcoin in 6 months, and I'd shrug my shoulders and say, yeah, I'm okay, no, whatever. It could go back to 5,000. It's like, what, 36,000 right now? It's been as high as close to 64,000, 65,000. So it's back in the mid-30s right now. It's so volatile. What I do tell people, though, is, please don't fall for the hype that somehow it's going to take the place of the U.S. dollar. It is not. don't fall for the fact that it's going to take the place of gold. It's not. It's its own separate asset class. It is, I used to say it was non-correlated, but not so much anymore. It is fairly correlated to the high growth area of the stock market. You look at the chart of the NASDAQ, and Bitcoin and cryptos can really follow that line, but even more dramatic. I mean, the NASDAQ hasn't fallen more than 50%. You have some of these cryptos like Dogecoin, which really started out as a joke until people decided, hey, this is the real thing, just because Elon Musk said it was the real thing on Saturday Night Live back in May. But Dogecoin has fallen more than 80% from its high. By the way, after Elon Musk on SNL made some kind of cryptic reference to Dogecoin, and all of his adherents said, yes, Musk loves Dogecoin, let's go buy it. And they did for about a day. And anyone who bought it back then is down 80%. We'll put that aside for a second, following celebrity endorsements like that. Let me turn to somebody else, though, that's been in the news here. This is an amazing story, really. And it should be a lesson for everybody. Odell Beckham Jr. People who follow sports and in the football in particular know OBJ, as he's called. He's one of the premier NFL wide receivers. He now plays for the Rams. Hate to even say that. By the way, go 49ers this weekend. Not so much that I love the 49ers, just can't stand the Rams, but I digress. So Odell Beckham Jr. started out with the Giants 2014, immediately turned into a real all-pro wide receiver. But he tends to kind of wear out his welcome, and he eventually left the Giants, went to the Cleveland Browns a couple of years ago, was actually cut halfway through the season, this past season. I mean, the Browns were in the playoff hunt, and they cut an all-pro star receiver. That's how OBJ, that's the kind of stuff that can happen with him. And so the Rams, I do give them credit. They went out and picked this guy up and said, hey, we'll deal with the personality. And we just tried to get to the Super Bowl here. So here's what OBJ said. Okay, he signs a contract 1 year with the Rams to finish out the year for $4.25 million. Not bad, right? But only $750,000 of it's guaranteed. Just in case he went a little off the range and the Rams had to cut him, they would only owe him $750,000. OBJ said, I'll take that. However, not in dollars. I don't like U.S. dollars. We got inflation. Hey, I can't argue with that. I want to be paid in Bitcoin. Okay. All right. The Rams obliged. Now, we don't know if he took the entire $750,000 that day and it was all in Bitcoin. We don't know. I'm just going by what reports are that he took the $750,000 in Bitcoin. But assuming that it was the day that the contract was announced, Bitcoin was trading at $64,300, $64,293 to be exact. Today, it is down about 47% from there, down to the mid-30s. So his $750,000 has been almost cut in half. Oh, but it gets better or worse if you're Odell Beckham Jr. Because this contract is in California, being the LA Rams, and OBJ is in the highest tax bracket, a little more than 50% of that $750,000 went to taxes. Taxes that aren't based on what Bitcoin is today, no, based on the $750,000 that he took back in November. So when you take out taxes, about 51% total, federal, state, local, all that in the LA area, and you look at the value of Bitcoin today, Odell Beckham Jr.'s guaranteed $750,000 to play out the year is today worth $25,000. Lesson to be learned for everyone. Now, I'm assuming, well, I can't assume anything with these athletes. We know of these horrible stories of going bankrupt because they didn't manage their money correctly, and we've just seen an example. Let's hope that he has agents and people around him that have served him a little better with his money, that losing out on $750,000 is not going to send him to the poorhouse. The problem is too many others who use all their college money, and these are true stories, we know about them, to plug it and push it all into Bitcoin and Ethereum and all these other cryptos. Folks who have mortgaged the house, taken money out of IRAs and put it all in there because they think that's a get-rich-quick scheme, and it is a scheme. And now they've been hammered. I just think about the people who watch SNL and decided, I just love Tesla, I love Elon Musk, man, he's all the rage, and decided to mortgage up and put everything into this Dogecoin, and now they're down 80%, if indeed they followed it all the way down. That thing's not coming back, in my opinion. So I don't know. I don't have a recommendation for people. I just don't. I personally think digital currencies are going to stay around, and I think they'll get bigger. But folks, the one thing that I've told people, and I'll wrap this part of the conversation up, don't think the government's not sitting idly by and just letting this happen. I know that there is this romantic feel about crypto, saying, well, it's really not within the auspices of the government, and that's what makes it so attractive. It's sort of off the grid, right? And the government can't get to it. Don't be naive. Don't do it. The government is never going to allow the dollar to ever be taken over by this side bartering business using crypto. It's not going to happen. In fact, the U.S. government has already publicly thrown out a trial balloon by talking about establishing its own digital currency someday, maybe in connection with Bitcoin and all that. So if you do invest in it, I'm not going to stop you, but do it responsibly. And look at this as not you're buying some blue chip stock that you know for a fact is going to be around and you have some nice dividends along the way. Look at this as the risk portion of your portfolio. And if it went to zero, it would not materially impact your long-term plans. We shall return. We've got a few more minutes left in this hour of At Your Service. And then don't go anywhere in the second hour. We've got some really fun, lighthearted stuff, but with a little side message embedded into it. It is 8:46 in St. Louis. We'll be right back.
Driven.
Well, I'll go ahead and answer the question embedded in this song. The name is Dave Simons. Who are you? That's me. Certified financial planner and just an all-round nice guy. Day job as a CFP for UBS, but occasionally they do let me out to play now and then. And so I always relish the opportunity to speak to all of you during the occasional weeknight because I don't have to only talk about financial investment and economic issues. So we get to have a little bit more fun. I'm on I fire up the internet this morning as I start my day, and I see this headline. Or maybe it was later in the day. I don't remember exactly when. And it says breaking news. Of course, we have to remember everything to the media these days is breaking news. Like, haven't you had breaking news on the same story up there for 3 days in a row? But it says breaking news. And this is I think our brains sometimes tend to get out ahead of something that we're reading. It all of a sudden tries to come to a conclusion right away. That's actually embedded in us, by the way. That's a defensive mechanism. We try to make sense of the world. So if we start to see something that might be upsetting or might create some uncertainty, our brain tries to come to a conclusion right away. So I see this immediate breaking news, and it says, the first few words, Super Bowl winning quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I go, oh no, Terry Bradshaw died. That's exactly what I thought. Now, let me be clear. He didn't. But I think it's because so many celebrities have died recently. I don't recall a time where so many big names have passed away in such a short amount of time. And by the way, the news was Ben Roethlisberger, and this was no surprise. It's not a big deal. We all assumed he was going to retire. So that's all this was. He retired after 18 years, all with the Steelers. Next stop, of course, will be Canton, Ohio. He is a for sure first ballot Hall of Famer. But I just thought, oh my gosh, Dave, you went way too far on that. But I started to think, you know what? But I was probably justified because of so many other names. You think about right at the end of 2021, like literally like New Year's, you had Betty White just days before she would turn 100. John Madden. Louis Anderson recently, the comedian. Meatloaf. The Rock guy and occasional actor. Bob Saget. The director, Peter Bogdanovich. Ronnie Spector. Just like Ronnie said. Sidney Poitier, the trailblazing actor. Dan Reeves, just out of that, NFL head coach. Everybody I just mentioned has been within the last 4 weeks. So no surprise that I would see something right away that says breaking news, two-time Super Bowl winner Steelers. I'm like, oh my gosh, who died? And Roethlisberger didn't even hit me because he's still a young man. I think Terry Bradshaw. No, that's not it. But I'm wondering a question for you all to ponder as we are about to go to break, and I'll come back and continue this conversation. But has there ever been some sort of a celebrity, whether it's music or sports, Hollywood, whatever, whose death really was kind of a punch in the gut? I think a lot of people actually will say, well, Princess Di. I mean, who saw that coming? And it was such a horrific way she passed away. But I've never shed a tear over a celebrity dying. I know a lot of people do, whatever. I haven't. But some have affected me. And there was a time back in late 2020, so really about a year and a half ago, where my three sports icons in baseball all passed away within a few months. Man, that was hard for me. I felt like a little bit of my childhood was taken away. It also made me feel a little bit older. But there was some sadness there. The guy that I just idolized was Lou Brock. I mean, I grew up in the 60s and 70s in St. Louis, and Lou Brock was it for me. I'm left-handed. I was a leadoff hitter for us. I played left field. I was slightly slower than Lou. I might have actually been a better fielder, but I digress. But then right after that was in September of 20, and then Bob Gibson. I was also a pitcher, a left-handed pitcher, but a pitcher nonetheless. I threw slightly slower than Mr. Gibson, but he passed away a month later. And my two main Cardinals I grew up with, Lou and Bob, gone. And then a couple of months after that, my favorite player, non-Cardinal, when I grew up, was Hank Aaron. In January of 21. So, man, that was a tough time for me. But there is one person in particular who passed away back in 2015. He's not that well known, I think, to a lot of you. You really have to be involved in rock music to know this name. But that one, it hit me the hardest. And I want to dig into that and a story surrounding the band that he was a part of. And it's a crazy story, but some lessons to be learned. Do not pick or put icons up on pedestals because it can come back to haunt you in a horrible way. More coming up. Sports, weather, and news at the top of the hour.
Driven.
Well, I'll go ahead and answer the question embedded in this song. The name is Dave Simons. Who are you? That's me. Certified financial planner and just all-round nice guy. Day job as a CFP for UBS, but occasionally they do let me out to play now and then. And so I always relish the opportunity to speak to all of you during the occasional weeknight because I don't have to only talk about financial investment and economic issues. So we get to have a little bit more fun. I'm on I fire up the internet this morning as I start my day, and I see this headline. Or maybe it was later in the day. I don't remember exactly when. And it says breaking news. Of course, we have to remember everything to the media these days is breaking news. Like, haven't you had breaking news on the same story up there for 3 days in a row? But it says breaking news. And this is I think our brains sometimes tend to get out ahead of something that we're reading. It all of a sudden tries to come to a conclusion right away. That's actually embedded in us, by the way. That's a defensive mechanism. We try to make sense of the world. So if we start to see something that might be upsetting or might create some uncertainty. Our brain tries to come to a conclusion right away. So I see this immediate breaking news, and it says, the first few words, Super Bowl winning quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I go, oh no, Terry Bradshaw died. That's exactly what I thought. Now, let me be clear. He didn't. But I think it's because so many celebrities have died recently. I don't recall a time where so many big names have passed away in such a short amount of time. And by the way, the news was Ben Roethlisberger, and this was no surprise. It's not a big deal. We all assumed he was going to retire. So that's all this was. He retired after 18 years, all with the Steelers. Next stop, of course, will be Canton, Ohio. He is a, for sure, first ballot Hall of Famer. But I just thought, oh my gosh, Dave, you went way too far on that. But I started to think, you know what? But I was probably justified because of so many other names. You think about right at the end of 2021, like literally like New Year's, you had Betty White just days before she would turn 100. John Madden, Louis Anderson recently, the comedian, Meatloaf, the rock guy and occasional actor, Bob Saget, the director, Peter Bogdanovich, Ronnie Spector, just like Ronnie said, Sidney Poitier, the trailblazing actor. Well, Dan Reeves, just thought of that, NFL head coach. Everybody I just mentioned has been within the last 4 weeks. So no surprise that I would see something right away that says breaking news, two-time Super Bowl winner, Steelers. I'm like, oh my gosh, who died? And it, Roethlisberger didn't even hit me because he's still a young man. I think Terry Bradshaw. No, that's not it. But I'm wondering a question for you all to ponder as we are about to go to break, and I'll come back and continue this conversation. But has there ever been some sort of a celebrity, whether it's music or sports, Hollywood, whatever, whose death really was kind of a punch in the gut? I think a lot of people actually will say, well, Princess Di, I mean, who saw that coming? And it was such a horrific way she passed away. But I mean, I've never shed a tear over a celebrity dying. I know a lot of people do, whatever. I haven't. But some have affected me. And there was a time back in late 2020, so really about a year and a half ago, where my three sports icons in baseball all passed away within a few months. Man, that was hard for me. I felt like a little bit of my childhood was taken away. It also made me feel a little bit older. But there was some sadness there. The guy that I just idolized was Lou Brock. I mean, I grew up in the 60s and 70s in St. Louis, and Lou Brock was it for me. I'm left-handed. I was a leadoff hitter for us. I played left field. I was slightly slower than Lou. I might have actually been a better fielder, but I digress. But then right after that was in September of 20. And then Bob Gibson. I was also a pitcher, a left-handed pitcher, but a pitcher nonetheless. I threw slightly slower than Mr. Gibson, but he passed away a month later. And my two main Cardinals I grew up with, Lou and Bob, gone. And then a couple of months after that, my favorite player, non-Cardinal, when I grew up, was Hank Aaron. In January of 21. So, man, that was a tough time for me. But there is one person in particular who passed away back in 2015. He's not that well known, I think, to a lot of you. You really have to be involved in rock music to know this name. But that one, it hit me the hardest. And I want to dig into that and a story surrounding the band that he was a part of. And it's a crazy story, but some lessons to be learned. Do not pick or put icons up on pedestals because it can come back to haunt you in a horrible way. More coming up. Sports, weather, and news at the top of the hour.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.